Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ivan Meisner with us. Ivan is Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI, Business Network International, author of the new book, which is one of many, folks, by Ivan, Avoiding the Network Disconnect, the Three R's to Reconnect. And it's available wherever books are sold, along with Giver's Gain, along with Truth or Delusion, along with Lightning in a Bottle, along with Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think, et cetera. So you kind of get the idea. Okay, Ivan, I have a question for you. Is the disconnect in networking, the people doing networking poorly, which is what your book is about, getting people to stop doing that and doing it the right way, is that different in other countries than it is in America?
No, it's remarkably similar. And it's funny because everybody thinks they're just so different. The truth is there are more similarities between entrepreneurs around the world than there are dissimilarities. You know, as I travel around the world, a lot of people think that this BNI thing, what we teach with networking, is very American. And what I love to do when I'm in another country is I'll say to them, because they'll say, this is so American, I'll say, this is the least American thing I have ever done in my life. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, how could that be? How could that be possible? And I said, okay, when you think of American business, do you think of collaboration, cooperation, giver's gain, let me help you, then you help me? They say, no, they laugh. I say, no, you think of dog-eat-dog, competition, put that other guy out of business. They say, yeah, that's what I think about. This is the least American thing I've ever done. This is entrepreneurial. People want to do business with people they know
trust. That's right. And it doesn't matter where they are. And I completely agree with you. One of the things that I've learned is I've traveled around the world. Wherever I go, I make sure to get out on Main Street and talk to small business owners.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the thing that has amazed me is exactly what you said. There's not a nickel's worth of difference in the heart, in the desires, and the wishes, and the yearnings and the fears of a small business in Europe or South America or wherever as there is in America.
Yeah, that's really true. You know, different people, different places, different races, different religions, different countries, different cultures. We all speak the language of referrals. We all want to do business with people.
Here's a great example. It's not network related, but I've asked him everywhere I go. I asked him this one question: if you had more money from taxes to leave in your business, if you could leave some taxes in your business, and you had more money to keep, what would you do with it? You know, it's your money. You can do whatever you want to with it. 100%, without thinking about it, has always said, I would put it back in my business.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so that told me how, if they're that way about investing in their company, they're that way about other things like networking.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. And I think that, you know, one of the things I've seen is that entrepreneurs have a lot of similarities, that there's a culture of entrepreneurism that transcends many of the cultural differences that we think of about people around the world.
As you've traveled around, I mean, you've been how many, 100 countries?
We're in 65 countries now, and I've been to most of them.
You've been in 40 more than that, probably. So. Which countries would you say had a similar, were any of them more receptive to networking? Was it more natural, their culture made it more natural to networking than even in the United States?
No, none. When I was in Canada, when we opened up in Canada, it was the first country outside the U.S., I was really worried about this. You know, would this work in other countries? And it's not a joke. Jim, I swear to you, it was the night before we kicked off in Canada, I asked this woman who was about to join BNI, what do you think, will this work in Canada? And she actually said to me, Oh, honey, Canadians are basically Americans with cheap health care and no guns. This will work great.
That's hilarious.
And it did. It worked great in Canada. So, no, there haven't been a lot of differences. I have seen one difference that really stands out, particularly in one country, maybe two or three, but particularly in one country, not in networking, but in the way they do business that makes their networking very successful, and that's India.
Yeah. Wow.
They're very immersed in education.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's because they're Indian, per se. I think it's because they're a developing entrepreneurial nation.
That education is a big deal over there to them. I agree with you on that. Hey, Ivan, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Hey, my pleasure, and your listeners go to BNI.com for more information on the organization.
And IvanMeisner.com, and a book is called Avoiding the Network Disconnect. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.